It's been 2 months since voters cast their ballots in the 2024 presidential election, and now, on January 6, the all-important Electoral College votes have been tallied in a joint session of Congress. Vice President Kamala Harris, who lost the election to Donald Trump, announced the results.
The majority is 270. The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes. Kamala D. Harris of the state of California has received 226 votes.
It pretty much went without a hitch. Unlike 4 years ago, there was no speech by a defeated president claiming a stolen election, no insurrection, no one killed or injured at the Capitol. Harris spoke to reporters after the vote.
Well, today was obviously a very important day, and it was about what should be the norm and what the American people should be able to take for granted, which is that one of the most important pillars of our democracy is that there will be a peaceful transfer of power.
The certification of the electoral vote is normally a routine parliamentary event, but memories of the January 6th insurrection of 4 years ago remain fresh. More than 1,000 people have been convicted of crimes related to the insurrection. Another 200 have yet to be charged. And for some people, the wound has been reopened by President-elect Trump's campaign promise to pardon the insurrectionists. Aquilino Gonel, who was a Capitol Police sergeant during the Capitol attack, wrote an opinion piece for the New York Times titled, "For Many of Us, January 6th Never Ended." He was beaten bloody in the attack, and now he says he keeps reliving those 5 hours. He says a pardon for the January 6th rioters would be a desecration of justice that would put about 800 convicted criminals back on the street. Outgoing President Joe Biden wrote in a Washington Post op-ed piece, "We must remember the wisdom of the adage that any nation that forgets its past is doomed to repeat it. We cannot accept a repeat of what happened 4 years ago." House and Senate Democratic leaders marked the fourth anniversary of the attack with a moment of prayer at the place where the rioters breached the Capitol walls. House Chaplain Margaret Kibben delivered the prayer.
"Gracious and almighty God, this day means so much to so many people. What was intended to be an historical parliamentary procedure turned quickly into turmoil and frustration and anger and fear. We pray now then on this day, 4 years later, that you would enter into the space in a much different way, in a way that allows for peace."
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries called January 6, 2021, a day that will forever live in infamy.
"The effort to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election was unsuccessful. It was an unconscionable, unacceptable, and un-American effort. And we will forever be grateful to the law enforcement community and the heroic police officers for defending the Capitol, the Congress, the country, and the Constitution on that fateful day of January 6, 2021.
Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York is Senate Democratic leader. He says there are those that want to forget the insurrection, but he says we must never forget. He says future generations need to look at history and see the fragility of democracy.
"We hope also we serve as an example to our Republican colleagues. We are not election deniers. We lost the election. We regret it. But we believe in the strength of our democracy, and that when you lose an election, you roll up your sleeves and try to win the next one. You don't deny that you lost and encourage people to do bad, bad things."
He says pardoning the insurrectionists would, in his words, set a terrible example for the future in America and for the world. President-elect Trump has not backed down from his vow to pardon insurrectionists. Some Republican lawmakers are calling for case-by-case reviews, while Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene wants universal pardons. But Vice President Harris has her eyes on a different lesson.
"I do believe very strongly that America's democracy is only as strong as our willingness to fight for it. Every single person, their willingness to fight for and respect the importance of our democracy. Otherwise, it is very fragile, and it will not be able to withstand moments of crisis. And today, America's democracy stood.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.